Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're off and running on a Monday here. Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. Even though we don't really have the best sports slate going on this Monday, we got Monday Night Football tonight between the Bengals and the Cowboys. We'll get out some picks later on in that game. Really not much college hoops action, not much NBA, NHL. It's a quiet night, so it's a great day. Talk some futures. Obviously, we had the big Juan Soto news drop late last night, but we're looking at the college football playoff today. We're looking at my top 10 teams in college basketball, and it's a Monday. We're also previewing NFL Week 15, looking at some games that I would bet right now. Also looking at some bowl games that I would bet right now as well. It's going to be a great show over the next 30 minutes. Make sure any questions, comments that you guys have, you let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Send them in. We'll try and get to as many questions as we can. And if you miss any part of the show, no sweat. We got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you check that out. Also, we'll drop the YouTube link as well. Let's get this show going. Glasses in session. Let's kick things off with a little playoff page. We have been waiting for the 12-team playoff all year, been waiting for the bracket, and we finally have it. We got Ohio State and Tennessee in the 8-9 matchup in the first round, Texas Clemson in the 5-12, Penn State SMU 6-11, Notre Dame and Indiana in the 7-10. Oregon's your one seed, Georgia's your two, Boise State out of the Mountain West is your three seed, and Arizona State is the four seed. So we did this with college basketball, where we looked at the field, we broke it down to the teams that I thought could win the national championship. We'll do the same thing with college football. So obviously 12 teams that can win it. There are really four teams, though, that can't win it in the college football playoff field. Arizona State, Clemson, Indiana, and Boise State. I'm tossing those four teams aside. ASU's been an incredible story. They were like 100-1, 125-1 in the offseason to win the Big 12 behind Cam Scataboo, who's unbelievable. They get the job done. Kenny Dillingham, great young coach. ASU, incredible season. Great for them for getting the bye into the quarterfinals. But ASU, no threat to win the national championship at 50-1. Clemson, yes, it's Clemson. Yes, it's Dabo Sweeney, who's won the national championship twice. But this is a three-loss team. And you look at Clemson and the good teams that they've played this year in the regular season. They got whooped by Georgia, whooped by Louisville, and lost to South Carolina at home. And they nearly had a fourth quarter collapse against SMU. I don't think Clemson has what it takes to beat all these good teams on the way to the national title, so we'll throw them out as well at 50-1. Then we got Indiana, an incredible story. I'll be rooting for the Hoosiers because I love a good underdog, but as we saw against Ohio State, they just have no room for error. They have to execute perfect game plan game after game, especially if they want to beat Notre Dame, and then they want to beat Georgia on top of that. If they want to make a deep run, they're going to have to play perfect football. Just don't think Indiana is going to be able to do it. So we'll toss the Hoosiers aside at 40-1. And then finally, Boise State as well at 60-1. Genty's the best running back in America, him and Scadabo from Arizona State. I think Boise is a little overrated, though. You know, their best talking point this year that the committee loved them so much was their three-point loss to Oregon, but that's when it was all the way back in week two, and the Ducks were nowhere near the team then that they are now. Their defense is very suspect. They go up against a team that can stop the run and can move the ball on offense. I think Boise's going to have some issues. So Boise State, ASU, Clemson, Indiana, throw those teams aside. We're down to eight teams that can win the national championship. Next up, teams that it ain't looking good, Tennessee and SMU. Now, the Vols are interesting because I think on paper and talent-wise, Tennessee is potentially good enough to win the whole thing. If they were on the bottom half of the bracket, they could be an interesting sleeper, but just a brutal draw. I mean, their first game's at Ohio State in Columbus. That's going to be brutal. Oh, if you win that, have fun with Oregon. And then, oh, if you win that, you're likely going to get Texas in the semifinals. I just think it's too much of a gauntlet for Tennessee. It's a reason why they're 25-1. I'm throwing the Vols out. And then SMU. Obviously, last team into the field. They get the nod over Alabama. Now, I think SMU is going to present some challenges for Penn State. We see this all the time in March Madness, and we've seen it already in the college football playoff era when it was at four teams. These teams that are like the last teams in, those bubble teams that the committee puts in, whether it's in college hoops or college football, they tend to play pretty well. And I think SMU is going to prove the committee right. I think they're going to put up a good challenge against Penn State. So I like SMU potentially as an upset against Penn State, maybe even to beat Boise State as well. As for a national championship, though, we're throwing out SMU and we're throwing out Tennessee. We're down to six teams left. Penn State, you can throw them out as well. Penn State's in their own category because they have the talent to get it done. The path and the draw is very favorable, but James Franklin has beaten one top five team since he's been the head coach at Penn State. So what makes you think that he's going to win three straight games, four straight games against top 10 teams to win a national title? I just don't think it's going to happen. Penn State, good, a lot of talent, good defense. Drew Aller played awesome against Oregon. At the end of the day, no way I can trust James Franklin to win four big games in a row. Penn State, we throw them out. Five teams, folks, only five teams that can win the national championship this year in college football. We're looking at Oregon, Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. Those are the five teams. If you're placing a futures bet, those are the teams that you should look at. And of those five, the first team that I'm throwing out is going to be Georgia at plus 375. We got some breaking news today that Carson Beck has a UCL injury, the same injury that Brock Purdy had a couple years ago in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. And that's obviously a big deal. I know Carson Beck hasn't been great this season, but you would certainly like him better than Stockton for Georgia, the quarterback, moving forward for the Dogs to win the national championship. Now, Kirby's won two of these things. He's won two of the last three. Georgia is kind of the next powerhouse, the next dynasty in college football, so it's crazy to think that Georgia doesn't have as good of a chance as some of these other teams to win the title. I just think outside of Texas, I think they're a great matchup against Texas. I think they're a bad matchup against some of these other teams, including Notre Dame. So I will take Georgia, and I will put them out. As for some of the other teams, I like Notre Dame quite a bit, folks. I'm putting Notre Dame in the national championship game because I think they're going to beat Indiana, and then I think they're going to beat Georgia. Think about the teams that have given Georgia trouble this season, right? Bama, Ole Miss, Georgia Tech. Ole Miss and Bama were able to win the game. Georgia Tech took Georgia to eight overtimes, and they should have won that game. All three of those teams had mobile quarterbacks, Bama and Georgia Tech especially. Riley Leonard has the same skill set as like a Haynes King does, and Notre Dame is going to do similar things that Georgia Tech did that gave Georgia issues. They also got Jeremiah Love, who's one of the best running backs in college football, and Notre Dame's got a nasty defense. And if they're going up against a backup quarterback in Gunnar Stockton, that's going to be tough for the Georgia offense to deal with. So I like Notre Dame in that game against Georgia. I like them against the Boise State, Penn State, SMU winner as well. I think Notre Dame's going to the national championship, so we'll hang on to them for now. The top half of the bracket is tough with Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas. What to do with these three teams? I think Ohio State is going to beat Tennessee. I think Texas is going to beat Clemson. That Oregon-Ohio State game is going to be really good. I think right now, a lot of people are down on Ohio State because they lost to Michigan, But I think after they beat Tennessee, and I think they're going to cover that spread, I think a lot of people are going to change their perception around the Buckeyes, and they're going to like them to beat Oregon. Right now, one of the major talking points about the college football playoff is what a difficult path this is for Oregon. Number one seed, undefeated. You get the winner of Tennessee and Ohio State. I think Oregon's going to take care of business. I think they beat Ohio State in the rematch. I think it's going to be Texas and Oregon. And at the end of the day, I just think it's going to be too hard for a team to go undefeated like Oregon. I like Texas to upset Oregon. Texas, Notre Dame, national championship. Hook 'em, takes it home. Give me Texas to win the national championship in college football. All right, let's go to the Bet Now games here on Send It In. A couple of games that I'm looking at for week 15 in the NFL. We will start with the Eagles, -5. Against the Steelers. If you were listening to the show last week, we had the Carolina Panthers plus the point against Philly. It was a great spot to fade Philly yesterday. They had the two big games against the Rams and the Ravens. They had this game upcoming with the Steelers. The Panthers have been playing great. Bryce Young again yesterday was awesome for Carolina, and they should have won that game. If Leggett makes that catch, they pull off the upset. I think maybe people are looking into that game way too much. Philadelphia's still got one of the best defenses in the NFL. I think they're really going to make life difficult for Russell Wilson. I think the offense gets back on track. I think it's a big Saquon Barkley game. I think A.J. Brown's Devontae Smith have a good game as well. I like that we're getting Philly off the game where they should have lost against Carolina. I would expect them to bounce back. And also, you think about what the Eagles have done this year to the AFC North. They whoop Cincinnati in Cincinnati. They beat up Baltimore in Baltimore. I think they're going to beat and cover the Steelers as well. I like the Eagles, -5. Next up, give me the Dolphins, +3 against the Texans. This is really all about a numbers play. Houston was -2.5. Now it's up to +3. I'll take the Dolphins with the points. Dolphins got to win out if they want any chance of making the postseason. They're a desperate team. They have to win. And honestly, I think at this point, I think they're better than Houston. I've not liked at all what I've seen out of the Texans. They're kind of limping towards the finish line. Obviously, they have some injuries on offense that they're dealing with. But with Tua back, the Dolphins' offense, as you would imagine, is much better. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think the Dolphins are certainly live. I'll take Miami +3. I also like the Colts +4 against Denver. This game is the Colts' season right here. If they want any shot at making the playoffs, this is a must win. They trailed Denver by 2 games. Colts are 6-7. Broncos are 8-5. So if the Colts win this game, they're going to be 1 game back, and they'll have the tiebreaker against Denver. So this is a monster game. Both teams coming off a bye week. Anthony Richardson and Bo Nix are playing really well as of late. Again, I think it's another game that's going to be really tight. We've already seen some movement coming down from 5 to 4. I'm going to grab the 4 because I think this game probably closes at 3.5. I'll take Indianapolis plus the points. In college football, lay the 10.5 with Texas against Clemson. I think in the first round of the college football playoff, I think all of the underdogs are going to be attractive to people except for SMU. I think Indiana is going to be very public. I think Tennessee is going to be very public. And I think Clemson is going to be extremely public as well. As I was just talking about, though, in the first segment, I know Texas can't beat Georgia, but a lot of people can't beat Georgia. The problem is Clemson can't beat a good team either. They just beat SMU, but you look at some of the other good teams that they played. They got dominated by Georgia and Louisville, and they lost to South Carolina. Now they got to travel on the road and play Texas. I think Cade Klubnik and that Clemson offense is really going to struggle against Texas's defense, which might be the best in college football. And Quinn Ewers, even though he terrifies me, I think he's going to make enough plays against that Clemson offense as well. So of all the favorites in round one that I would take as a favorite, it would be Texas against Clemson. I also like Iowa State +1 against Miami. I would take the Cyclones right now. I think by the time that they kick off, Iowa State's going to be a favorite in this game. They might even close around a field goal. This is just classic textbook bowl game handicapping right here, right? You have two teams, one that underperformed this season and is disappointed in Miami. Obviously, had aspirations of winning the ACC, making the college football playoff. They come up short. Iowa State, even though some thought that maybe they could win the Big 12 and get to the college football playoff, I think all things considered, pretty good year for Matt Campbell and company. I expect Iowa State to be motivated, have less dropouts than Miami, who's got one of the worst defenses in the ACC. I think Iowa State's going to be able to run the ball. I think their defense gets enough stops. I'll take the Cyclones +1 against Miami. And then finally, give me Michigan +11.5. against Bama, and give me some Michigan money line as well. Would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Sharon Moore's first year, kind of an underwhelming year, right? You're like 7-5, don't do much. But if you have Ohio State and Bama on the resume as two wins, that might buy them like 4 or 5 years in Ann Arbor. Those would be two pretty impressive wins. These are the kind of teams, too, that Bama has struggled with this year. Teams that are physical, teams that can run the ball and stop the run. That's what Bama struggled with all year. So even if some of those stud defensive linemen, Kenneth Grant, Mason Graham, don't play for Michigan, they still got plenty of dudes on the D-line. Keep in mind, Bama will have some guys that will opt out as well. I like this matchup for Michigan. I certainly think they're alive in this game. Again, Bama, I mean, after they beat Georgia, a lot of people thought they were going to win the national championship. Certainly thought they'd make it to the playoff. Now they're playing in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I don't expect them to show up. I think Michigan, though, off the Ohio State win, will want to finish the year strong. I like Michigan plus the points. I'd take some money line in that game as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, excited to get your stuff on some NBA, Monday Night Football. We got college football as well. But first, check in with the BetQL model. What do they like for today?
Yeah, so going to the model, we're going to go to the NBA. It's a very small slate of sports games. There's really not a lot going on today. Knicks minus 6.5 in that game against the Toronto Raptors. The model is projecting New York as an 11-point favorite in this game. So getting 6.5 is obviously going to trigger a 5-star play. It does here. Simply a numbers play from the model. So we're going with the Knicks laying the points against Toronto.
Very good. What about tonight, Monday Night Football, Matt? We got the Bengals 5.5-point favorites. That total keeps ticking up. It's up to 50 now on BetMGM. Your thoughts on the game tonight?
Yeah, that's not shocking at all. You take a look at the Bengals' offense and the games they've been involved in over the last five games. It's like averaging 66.7 points in their last five games combined in their games. It's pretty insane. Their offense is crazy good. Joe Burrow would be an MVP favorite if they didn't lose constantly because their defense is such an embarrassment. But for me tonight, I'm going to be taking the Cowboys plus 5.5. 80% of the handle is on the Bengals, which again isn't shocking. You got Joe Burrow against Cooper Rush. Who's going to be lining up to take the Cowboys and Cooper Rush? Probably not too many people. And again, I'm going to wait because all the tickets, all the money, I mean, 75% of the handles on the over, it's going to get even more as we get closer to game time. I'm going to see how high we can get this line to get to, and then I'm going to take the under because, as always, primetime island game, the under is going to be needed. And, of course, with the Bengals being involved, a team that is just involved in every high-scoring game you could imagine, everybody's going to like the over. So give me the under at the best number possible later towards game time. Right now it's at 50, might be able to sneak a 51, maybe even 52 if we get a lot of money in there.
Yeah, definitely wait. If you like the under in the game, just wait until kickoff. That thing might continue to go up. What about the NBA, Matt? You mentioned what the BetQL model likes for today. Not really too many games. Anything that you like on the NBA slate?
Yeah, so for the game tonight, there was one prop I'm looking at here. It's Mikal Bridges under 7.5 rebounds plus assists, the combo stat there. He's averaging 3.4 assists and 3.6 rebounds per game. He's gone under this line of 7.5 in nearly 60% of his games this year. And I just think that is a little too high. It should probably be more like 6.5. So at 7.5, I'm going to take the under. It's moved quite a bit. It was minus 120. Now it's about minus 140 at a lot of places. So I don't know if you want to pay that juice, but I think it's a winner. So Mikal Bridges under 7.5 rebounds plus assists.
All right, Matt, let's talk college football playoff. We got the 12-team bracket all ready to go. We got our first-round matchups. Any bets that stick out to you in that first round, any of those first four games that we have?
Yeah, so two things I've already placed here, and it's funny because they're basically on the opposite sides of the same game. So straight wager, I played Indiana plus 7.5, which I know is probably going to be pretty public because nobody is going to want to lay points with the Irish because we don't play anybody, right? The Irish, we don't have a conference. Everybody hates us, blah, 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 whatever. But Indiana plus 7.5, I think it's just too many points. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I've watched us all year in every single game. I honestly believe we don't play as well at home in South Bend. Like every game I watch, I swear they play so much better on the road when there's more adversity than we play at South Bend. And I think 7.5 is just too many points. However, I also took Notre Dame on the money line because I think we're going to win the game. I just don't know if it's going to be by more than a touchdown. And I combined Notre Dame's money line with Army money line against Navy. I like Army quite a bit in that in the game between the what am I looking for? Service Academy. That's the words I'm looking for. I like Army a lot in that game against Navy. So I took Army's money line and combined it with Notre Dame's money line. That'll get you around even money right there, which I find to be quite good in terms of value. So give me Notre Dame money line. Give me Army money line as a parlay. But give me Indiana plus 7.5. I just think that's too many points to be laying with the Irish in South Bend.
I think that's a great call. Taking Army on the money line this week, parlaying it with maybe one of the favorites that you like in any of the first round matchups. I think that's a good look. And if Notre Dame wins by 7 or less, Matt, you'll be a happy man cashing a bunch of tickets there. Any picks to win the national title? I think it's so interesting, right? With this Carson Beck injury now, feels like Georgia is a little more vulnerable, certainly, and then the top half of the bracket, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas. Like, you can make a case for a bunch of different teams. Any teams that maybe you like to win the national championship?
Yeah, well, I talked last week about Notre Dame. I quite liked them at around 8-1 odds or so, and I still do. I still think they've got a pretty good path to the national championship. Don't know if we're going to win it, but I think there's some value there, obviously, at that number. I'm also looking at the chalk here. BetMGM, a lot of these sports books, they're all going to need the chalk to win the national title. A lot of people might be surprised by this, but it's actually usually what they need. You looked at baseball, the Dodgers and the Yankees, they loved that World Series. It's because the odds for a lot of these teams have never been that like high that there hasn't been tons of value in them all year, so they don't get tons of handle. So maybe looking at a Texas, like you were just talking about, Texas versus Notre Dame, I think that's extremely realistic to happen for the national title game. Texas, Oregon, Notre Dame, I'd say those three right there are probably my favorite wagers.
Very good. And then, Matt, before I let you go, real quick, any thoughts on week 15 in the NFL? Any games that jumped out at you early in the week?
Yeah, you picked two of them. Eagles minus 5 going up against the Steelers. People are going to want to take the points there, especially with how the Eagles probably should have lost to the Panthers. But give me the Eagles minus 5. I think they get a big win there. Colts plus 4. I'm just always looking to fade Bo Nix and the Broncos because the public absolutely loves Bo Nix and they absolutely love the Broncos. And they don't really care much for Anthony Richardson. So give me the plus 4 with the Colts there. And of course, as you have to know, I'm going to take the Chicago Bears plus 7 against the Minnesota Vikings. Because the Chicago Bears are a disgrace. Nobody wants to bet the Chicago Bears, but it's a division game here. I know it's in Minnesota. We always seem to play Minnesota and our divisional games close. We have the Packers, Vikings, and Lions game. We already played all three teams, have been extremely close. And again, here in Minnesota, nobody's going to want to back us, but I think a touchdown is too much. And plus, it's not a Sunday. It's not a Sunday, and we're on the road. We actually might have a chance. So give me the Bears plus 7.
It's true. It's one of the few games Eberflus won on the road was at Minnesota a couple of years ago on a Monday night. So maybe the Bears can do that again. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis and spreads it over under to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's talk some college hoops here on a Monday. We go from college football to college basketball, give out my top 10 teams. And it honestly is better in college basketball to give out the top 10 because what I see is like the top 10 teams the odds don't necessarily agree with on BetMGM. We do agree on the top team, the number one team, and that's Auburn at plus 800. I mean, if you watch college basketball this year, it's hard not to have Auburn as your number one team. They've got a neutral site win over Iowa State, over Houston, over North Carolina. They lost to Duke at Cameron, but I think you play that game on a neutral floor, Auburn probably wins that game. They got one of the best players in the country in Jahni Broome. They got an unbelievable five-star freshman point guard in Tahad Petaway. They can shoot the three. They can really defend. They're deep. Auburn's for real, folks. They're the number one team in America, plus 800 to win the national title. My number two team is going to be the Kentucky Wildcats, who are 20-1 to win the national championship. We talked about Kentucky before the season at 35-1. Now they're all the way down at 20-1. How about Kentucky while all the college football was going on? They beat Gonzaga in Seattle on Saturday night. So now they have neutral site wins over the Zags and Duke. Tough to find a team with two better neutral site wins than that for Kentucky. And I just like the makeup of this team. All the seniors and veterans that Mark Pope has brought in. They can defend. They can really shoot. They run great offense. And I love the fact that against two really good teams, Duke and Gonzaga, both on the neutral floor, they found a way to win those games at the end. That's the kind of thing I look for in March and in a champion. We'll take Kentucky. They're the number two team right now in college hoops for me. Duke is going to be number three. They're 10-1 to win the title. I don't think there's any argument that Duke is the highest ceiling of any team in college basketball just because of all the talent that they have with all those freshmen. As the season continues to go on and they build all that chemistry and they continue to get all those minutes in college basketball, it's only going to make Duke better. They're already the number one defense in college basketball. They're getting so much great experience, too, going up against Kentucky, going up against the Kansas, going up against an Auburn. They played a brutal schedule so far. Duke's the number three team. That defense is legit. And if they can get hot in the tournament, Duke's going to be tough to beat. They're my number three team. Tennessee's going to be number four for me. Look, it just feels like the same old Rick Barnes team, right? Tennessee's a hell of a defensive team. They're number two according to KenPom. They're number nine offensively. But it just feels like once we get to the tournament, Tennessee's going to have a couple games or so where the offense doesn't show up and they probably go home. So Tennessee right now, I'll put them at number four. Wouldn't place a futures bet on them. Iowa State, however, I think is intriguing. They're number five for me. And Tennessee and Iowa State currently the only teams, according to KenPom, that are top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency. My things with teams like Houston and Tennessee and Iowa State, you know the defense is going to be there. But can they score the basketball? That's why I like Iowa State. They're number nine in defensive efficiency. I know that's going to get better. They're number five, though, in offense. That's what's impressed me about the Cyclones. I think Iowa State's for real. 20-1 is a good price on the Cyclones. I'll put Bama at 6, 16-1 to win the title. Obviously, a team that made the Final Four last year. Got to get a little better on the defensive end. But, man, when their offense is clicking, they are really tough to stop. Chris Youngblood, who they got in the transfer portal from South Florida, should be back on Saturday against Creighton, which is going to help them a lot with the loss of Latrell Wrightsell, which is a big blow for Bama. If that defense can turn a corner and they guard like they did in March, that offense is going to be as lethal as anybody's. Bama number six for me at 16-1. I'll put Gonzaga at number seven at 12-1. Zags have had a couple stumbles here over the last couple weeks, losing to West Virginia and then also losing to Kentucky on Saturday. Still a really solid team. A lot of veteran players. Really good point guard in Ryan Nemhard. Graham Ike is an excellent big man. Mark Pope is an awesome first early round tournament coach. Obviously, his hump has been getting over the Final Four, winning a national championship. He might have the team to do it this year. I would wait maybe on a little bit better value, though, with the Zags at 12-1. Houston's going to be 14-1. You know what you're getting out of a Kelvin Sampson team. It's much like a Rick Barnes team. Incredible defense. Just feels like the same old Houston for me. I'll put them at number 8. Marquette's going to be at number 9. Cam Jones might be the best player in America. Marquette can really score. They've had some nice wins this season over Wisconsin, over Purdue. They played Iowa State pretty tough out in Ames. There's something about Marquette that just, I don't like them quite as much as some of these other top teams. I'll put them at 9. And then the team that's really dropped for me is Kansas at 15-1. Jayhawks early on in the season looked like they were going to build quite the resume. Beat North Carolina, Michigan State. They beat Duke. Then their last couple games, they've gone on the road against Creighton and Missouri, and they've gotten dominated from tip to finish, which has been really surprising to see. Kansas is still 15-1. I still think they're really good, but losing both of those games is one thing. Losing both of them and trailing essentially the entire game in both, that's a little concerning. As we know, the tournament isn't played at Allen Fieldhouse, so they better learn how to win some of these difficult neutral site road games, because when Kansas plays in a tournament game, all the other fan bases in that gym are going to root against them, root for the underdog to pull off the upset. So Kansas right now, my number 10 team at 15-1. All right, a promo from our friends now at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. I'd go with chalk tonight, folks. Chase Brown, first touchdown at plus 400. Now, how does it work? Well, if you place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game, and if your player scores the first touchdown, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's wrap the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. A lot of good stuff today, talking college football playoff, talking college hoops, a little NFL. Well, let's talk about Monday Night Football. Prop lock for today, it's going to be Rico Dowdle over 67.5 rush attempts against the Bengals. I think the Cowboys' best defense tonight is going to be their offense and possessing the ball and keeping Joe Burrow and that Bengals offense on the sideline. Rico Dowdle coming off a season-high 22 carries on Thanksgiving Day against the Giants. I think McCarthy and Dallas feed him yet again. I'll go over 67.5 rushing yards for Rico Dowdle. Dog of the day is going to be the Colts +4 against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. Again, not really much action today in sports, so I'm going with an NFL game on Sunday. Really like the Colts plus the points against the Broncos. Shawnee Sharp is also going with me with Rico Dowdle over 67.5 rushing yards, so we're on the same page there. And then my best bet's going to be the Bengals -5.5 against the Cowboys. Cincinnati's 4-8 this season. Their four wins have been against the Panthers, the Giants, the Raiders, and the Browns. They beat up on the bad teams, and they've covered all those games as well. It makes sense. Cincinnati's got an incredible offense, and when they go up against bad teams, those bad teams can't score with them. They can't take advantage of the bad defenses. We know Dallas is not a good team this year. They've been getting smacked by a lot of people at home. I'll take the Bengals -5.5 tonight against Dallas. Once again, Rico Dowdle's our player, our prop lock, over 67.5 rushing yards. Give me Colts +4 as our dog of the day, and the Bengals -5.5 tonight, our best bet against the Cowboys. Thanks to Matt Horner for joining us. Appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot of college football, college hoops talk coming up on the show this week. We will see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.